Agus Rosie, could you run the two in Cherry Shop and Shock High Chip?
This could be an Irish class anywhere in Northern Ireland, but this one is different. It's in Garnerville, the PSNI's training headquarters, and all the students and even the teacher are police employees. The class has started in January and there's been a lot of interest, including from one of the PSNI's top ranking officers.
It's Misha Judith Gillespie. Tafel Chirot, go Garnival. Neil Amagam, Mahina Vanacht. Tame Yontak Brodjul. Agus. Ta Munchur Yontak Agam. My name's Judith Gillespie, and you're very welcome to Garnival. I said, I don't have time to bless myself. I hope you were able to understand that. And I also said, I have a wonderful teacher. I recall doing a graduation here at Garnival and meeting a young student officer who had her name spelt in Irish, and I didn't know how to pronounce it. And I decided that day that I was going to learn how to pronounce these names so that I would not embarrass myself or embarrass a fellow officer again. So that's really why I took it up. And I've a huge interest in languages too. I've always been a linguist and studied French and German at A-level and at university.
Presenting the Silver Fáinne to Ms. Gillespie was Minister for Arts and Culture, Carl Ní Hoileáin.
Co-gorgeous, Judith. And sincerely mean that, because I knew she was working really hard, she was studying really hard, and like any of us who have done something and we've achieved something, you just get a personal sense of fulfilment out of that, and it's quite obvious that she's delighted.
And the Minister hopes that more police officers will follow.
Well, I mean, there's over 200 police officers who have signed up for LEFA, and that is fairly significant. I was absolutely delighted to hear it. And, you know, from what I'm being told and through regular updates, that those numbers will increase.
I want you to try to build up into a story. Try to aim for somewhere around about 9 to 10 lines.
Back in the classroom, the officer teaching is Kevin Dunwoody.
Initially, whenever we advertised the classes, there was upwards of 200 people wanted to sign up. Now, we're trying to do at the minute is we're getting tutors in, we're getting the classes set up, but we've been running the classes here in Belfast since January this year. We've got about 30-40 people regularly turn up. Even just being able to say, you know, Jadich, Jasmiridich, or Slan, Slangafoil, Tokabugge, we have phrases like that, it just actually softens things, and it actually makes people look at you in a slightly different light.
Okay, this is my first maiden speech in Irish, so please bear with me. Erdus, Bawaik, Lom Falcha, Akur, Reev, and Era.
For Judith Gillespie, the PSNI's association with the Irish language goes beyond a mere PR exercise.
I think it's really important. You know, communication is at the heart of good policing. And if we can reach out to communities that embrace the Irish culture and the Irish language, if we can talk in Irish, that shows a level of understanding, a level of appreciation of their culture, and also it shows an interest and an understanding of our rich cultural heritage on this island. I think it's very, very important. And even little things like understanding the origin of place names, being able to pronounce Christian names, etc., I think that is very, very important for us.
You now have a Fáinne Airgead, or a Silver Fáinne, which is a degree of competency. There's a level of that's a gold Fáinne. Will you continue on your studies and target for that?
Well, I'll certainly continue on. I'm not going to make promises I can't deliver, but for sure I'd like to go on and maybe do GCSE. We'll see how it goes.